Heard another little medley of Irish well-known tunes played for us there by the Irish number one army band. And now one of my favourite ballad groups, the Dublin City Ramblers, telling us all about My Irish Molly O.
Molly dear, did you hear the news that's gone around? Down in the corner of my heart, a loving place you found. And every time I gaze into your Irish eyes of blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, my love is all for you. Cushlet dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, begin, begin, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Molly dear, did you hear I furnished up the flat? Three little cozy rooms with bath and a welcome on the mat. It's £5 down and 2 a week will soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Cushlet dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, begin, begin, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. What all the neighbours say about the 100 sovereigns you have safely stored away. They say that's why I love you, ah, but Molly, that's a shame. If you had only 99, I'd love you just the same. Oh, Molly,
crush the deer. I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Molly, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, be gay, be gorra, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh.
The Dublin City Ramblers there. If you had 99, I'd love you just the same. That was a big hit for Day Dannon some time ago. Now, a lovely song from a lovely singer. My favourite Irish female vocalist, Anne-Marie O'Riordan, is telling us all to come back to Abbey Field.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill, where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, come home to Abbey Field. The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and grey. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the vale's gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbey Field? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Gahine and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and grey. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I'll fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadow steal. Then you walk with me in my memory, near my town of Abbeyfield.
And Maria O'Riordan and the beautiful song Come Home to Abbeyfield. You know, lately on the programme I've been playing some tracks by Phil Campbell, and I got an email from a listener who said, Joe, could you play more of Phil Campbell on Sounds Irish? She has a lovely voice. Now, I want to play for you now a song by Phil Campbell entitled My Own Dear Native Land.
This is a lovely song with some great lyrics.
Farewell, my own dear native land, for here I cannot stay. I am prepared to sail away, bound for America, to leave the land that gave my birth. It grieves my heart full sore. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows. The ship she lies at anchor, being now ready for to sail. May heaven send our vessel safe with sweet and pleasant gale. And when I'm on the ocean wide, you'll all be in my mind. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, and all that I left behind. The tears flow freely from my eyes, my heart suppressed with woe. To think I'd leave my native land or be compelled to go. To see my old-aged mother, and it fills her heart, you know. To leave that sainted Ireland where the three-leaved shamrock grows. Hurrah, my boys, our sails are spread, and the wind is blowing fair. Full speed to Castle Gardens, in a few days we'll be there. It's hard to part with all I love, that's in my heart, you know. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows.
This next track is not a famine song, but it's an emigration song. And it tells the story of a young girl called Annie Moore. Now, Annie was only 15 and probably left Ireland with her family, and most of them, probably they all perished on the way on those famine ships, or coffin ships as they came to be known. And Annie arrived at Ellis Island, where she had a little, she had, well, just on her own, and she must have been terribly frightened. But Ellis Island was the sort of emigration entrance where they judged you before you came in. They questioned you. And if you didn't come up to the mark, they sent you back. And there's this poor little girl arriving from Ireland, looking forward to the future, not knowing what the future is going to hold for her. And imagine, just imagine a 15-year-old girl
and she's lost probably her parents and family on the way, or left them behind in Ireland. This is the song entitled Isle of Hope. Now, I know I've played this quite often on Sounds Irish, and this is the first version I've ever played on the programme. I think it was on the second or third programme, and I've played lots of versions since. But I'm now going to play for you the first version I ever heard of this song, Tommy Fleming and Isle of Hope. And it tells, well, it tells a moving story.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of the Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle I've left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Hope is always on your mind. In her little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage, here's the passport when your old world disappears. But there's no future in the past when you're only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle I've left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Hope is always on. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped off on its piers, I thought of how it must have felt when you're only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle I've left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the always on your mind. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But the Isle of Hope is always on your mind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Hope is always on your mind.
That song never fails to move me, and that was Tommy Fleming's version of Isle of Hope. I haven't played this track for quite some time, and I'm looking forward to hearing it again. It's rather long, longer than we usually have, but it tells a story. It starts, "When I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. But then the war came, and he joins up into the army, and he shift off, and to Gallipoli, where the great battle takes place with the Turks. And he gets wounded. And he's shipped back to Australia. And there's some lovely lines in it. I looked where my legs used to be." And then he's thinking as he watches every year the parades go by. And the young people ask, "What are they marching for?" And I ask myself the same question. Take a listen to Ronnie Drew. And before I play it, you might ask yourself, well, what's Australia got to do with Sounds Irish? It's not the song, it's the singer. Ronnie Drew, and the band played Waltzing Matilda.
When I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, me country said, "Son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done." So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda when the ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, oh, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Oh, it's well I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell they called Suvla Bay we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, he'd primed himself well. He rained us with bullets and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. He nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played a Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. Well, we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. Then it started all over again. Oh, those that were living just tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, while around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead. And when I awoke in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was a worse thing than dying. Oh, no more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. But to hump tent and peg, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind and the insane, as proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thanked Christ there was no one there waiting for me. To grieve and to mourn and to pity, and the band played Waltzing Matilda, when they carried us down the gangway. Oh, nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. Now every April I sit on my porch, and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glories. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and worn, those weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, the numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. So who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me?
That is one very fine song. Ronnie Drew and the band played Waltzing Matilda. There are many versions of that particular song, but I think Ronnie Drew's version tops them all. Maybe I'm a bit biased because I think he sounds like my dad when he sings. I think I've told you that before, but that is a great version of the band played Waltzing Matilda from Ronnie Drew. As most people know, Ireland is an island. And being totally surrounded by water, well, of course, we make good use of the water. We use it for fishing. And there are various parts of Ireland well known for fishing, like up in Donegal or down in Kerry, in places around that, around the coast. Some wonderful fishing villages and towns, and it's a wonderful industry. But where do fishermen go when they die, asks the story. Well, according to legend, when fishermen die, they go to Fiddler's Green. Listen to Patsy Watcorn explaining it a little better than I do, and singing it a lot better than I do.
As I walk by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell. Where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away.
wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on a fiddler's green.
Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew.
Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree.
Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song.
Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
I was singing along with that. Wrap me up in my oilskins and blankets. No more on the docks I'll be seen. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now, I'm a big fan of the artist Johnny McAvoy. I think Johnny is so talented. He's been producing great albums over the years. And here's one of my favourite tracks of his. In fact, we might get another track from Johnny before the end of the programme. But here Johnny is telling us all about Slieve na Mon, which is in County Tipperary. And it opens up the verse and he's in a hall, a huge hall, and everything's happening, but his heart isn't there. It's way back in Slieve na Mon where he met the young maiden. Take a listen to Johnny McAvoy and Slieve na Mon.
Alone, all alone, by the wave-washed strand, or alone in the crowded hall. The hall, it is gay, and the waves, they are grand, but my heart is not here at all. It flies far away by night and by day, to the times and the joys that are gone. I never will forget the sweet maiden I met in the valley near Schliemann. In the festive hall by the star-washed shore, ever my restless spirit flies. My love, oh my love, will I ne'er see you more? For my land will you never uprise. By night and by day I ever will pray, while lonely my life it flies on, to see our flag unfurled and my true love to enfold in the valley near Schliemann. In the valley near Schliemann.